Assalamu alaikum and welcome to our 109th episode of ABC Islam and our 74th episode of our second series Islamically Independent. We are two Muslim sisters talk about the ABCs of Islam all the way to XYZ. Today we'll be talking about a very important topic, and that is all about sabr and why sabr is important, how it can be implemented, and everything and anything you need to know about sabr. Now, if you don't know what sabr is, it is simply known as patience, but we're going to be talking a little bit more about this in the podcast. And in this podcast episode, we'll be discussing number one, what is sabr? Number two, what are the examples of where you can implement sabr in your daily life? Number three, why is sabr important? And number four is ways to practice sabr. So hopefully this will be very informative for both our Muslims and our non-Muslims listening to this podcast episode. And hopefully you can also save this podcast episode, because I think it can truly act as a motivation reminder for you when you're going through hard times, trials and tribulations, but even when you need a little bit of motivation and hope in your life. But anyways, over here I have my Muslim sister. So how has life been going for you? And maybe tell us a little one small example of where you had sabr in your life.
Ooh, that's a really good question, and alhamdulillah, I'm doing amazing, but I do have a cold, not gonna lie, and my voice is gone, literally almost, but I was really dedicated, and my sister was also really dedicated to do this podcast episode. But regardless, the question of yours is a really good one, which is, when did I practice patience? I remember 2 years ago, when I really wanted to get this specific grade for my university, I remember how patient I was behaving, because I was literally praying, like, a lot. Like, I was praying to, I was basically making so much dua to Allah that he gives me that grade that I really, really wanted. And eventually, alhamdulillah, I really got that grade, and I was so over the moon and happy. And that kind of showed, like, the fruit of patience is so sweet. It's so sour in the process, not gonna lie to you, but once you get it,
bitter.
It's very bitter and sour and very, very, yeah, very sour actually. But once you get it, it's so sweet. And you have to, and to have that, you need to have this unconditional faith in God. Like, he will grant you that if he thinks is good for you. That's really, really important. And I think that's really, really important when you are actually practicing patience.
Definitely, I completely agree with you. And I think that, you know, in terms of myself, I think alhamdulillah, like, my life now is much better, but I've also had times in the past where maybe some of you can relate. So for example, when I was once bullied in the past, and you know, that was also a very hard time for me, but I also did the same thing, made dua, and I just told myself that Allah is there and he will help me out. And alhamdulillah, I got out of that bullying and I don't get bullied. And that was a really good example, and that just shows that whichever way, we're going to give some more examples of this podcast, but really sabr can implement and can be implemented by every single person. But if you'd like to know more about us, then please check out our trailer or alternatively description box below. Now, especially for those of you who might be new to the religion, or you just simply want a quick little reminder of what is sabr, my sister will be explaining for right now the first question, which is, what is sabr?
So that's a very good question, because we always should start with the definition of the word that we're talking about in the episode. And for us, today's episode is all about sabr, which literally, it means, a very basic way, means patience, of course. But there are many other different types of interpretations or words that we can use to actually describe sabr as well. So one of the articles that I actually researched on Google, it says that patience also means to stop something, to stop doing something, or to refrain from something, to withhold yourself from something, or even it means, another word for it is a perseverance, which means that you keep doing something even though it is so difficult for you in that time. And that is so, so relatable to all us Muslims who might be going through something that, or even non-Muslims who might be going through something which is very, very hard for you. Let's say, God forbid, if any one of us actually has cancer, for example, that's a very difficult time for you to really experience. But if you keep pushing through it and you do all the treatments, you take all the medications required, you actually seek the support that you need to, and you are following a lifestyle that your doctor has, for example, prescribed for you, then you will eventually see, inshallah, that you will get better and you will feel better, and eventually you will come out of that cancer as well. So that's kind of like an analogy that I wanted to give, which is about cancer, that if you really, really go deep into it and you stay consistent, you persevere yourself every single day, you will find yourself finding patience. And that's how you create patience. And let's be honest, patience is actually practiced mostly in the difficult times, not in the happy moments when you're actually vibing, you're chilling and everything. It is only tested when you're going through something really, really, really bad and something that is really striking you and is basically touching your heart. So that would be the definition that I would give for sabr, which was a bit over long. But the second question that I would like to ask my sister, which is the second question of the podcast episode as well, which is, what are the examples of sabr?
Definitely, like where you can implement sabr in your daily life. So I would say that before I go on to that, I would just like to say that sabr can also, my sister already gave many definitions, but just to add to that, I would like to also say that sabr can also mean endurance, which is also tolerance. So you need to understand that even though the pain is very, very huge, which I'll be giving in the examples, for example, you need to remember that indeed Allah cannot burden a soul beyond its capacity. So whatever pain Allah gives you, He knows that you can tolerate it. So that's why sabr is also about being able to tolerate the pain and enduring it even when it's hard, and having faith and unconditional faith that He will solve it. But now I'm going to go on to some examples where you can implement sabr, and these are very specific, but remember that sabr can be implemented for every single person. The first one being when you're having an illness. So again, as my sister mentioned, for example, if you're having cancer, I hope that, you know, that we will make dua for you, and we will keep you in our prayers, because of course cancer can be very difficult. But whatever illness you have, even for example right now for me and my sister, we're having a small cold. It's very small, but we're still pushing through. We're still trying to like make this podcast, and you know, it's all about trying to just do good deeds and just trying to keep praying to Allah even when it's going through small or big tribulations. The second example of sabr is, for example, when you actually want something and you're not getting it. So it's like when you're making dua for something and it's just not coming to you, or you keep getting rejected or denied. And of course that could mean two things. There's always two things to the dua: either that Allah is going to give it to you, or Allah is planning something better for you and that's why He has denied it. So you need to remember that in those cases you still need to keep patient. If you know that inside your gut, maybe you can pray istikhara and the decision prayer, and if you feel like you still like are struggling to get that thing, then that means that maybe that thing wasn't made for you. But if obviously you pray that istikhara prayer and it seems like Allah is telling you to keep trying, then you obviously keep trying. So these are the types of times where you might have to pray istikhara and practice sabr. And the last example of sabr that I could think of is also the fact that when you're confused in general, again, this goes back to the istikhara, but istikhara prayer is really, really good, and I think it goes really well with this podcast episode. And it's basically the prayer to allow Allah to guide you to make the right decision when you're confused. So even when you're confused, for example, on which university to pick, for example, you can actually have patience. And or if you're getting rejected from all the universities you've applied to, or if you've like applied to your dream university two or three times already and you still want to really, really go there, then you can just keep trying or pray istikhara and see where Allah takes you.
I think that was amazing, and we can obviously, this is a very non-exhaustive list of when you can practice sabr, of course. But now I'm going to be moving on to the third part of this podcast, which is all about why sabr is so important and some of the mentions of it in the Quran, which is very, very important, our holy book. We can extract so many different ways, different things from the Quran. Like, the Quran is the lifestyle for a Muslim, for a productive, happy, healthy, prosperous and peaceful Muslim. So that's very, very important. And I think my sister is ready to say the Quranic verse that she loves when it comes to sabr, and she wants to share it with us all.
Definitely, and that is actually from Yusuf Ali Wasalam's surah, not from him, but the surah Yusuf. And that is basically from, I think it's verse 90, and I quote, "Indeed, he who fears Allah and is patient, then indeed Allah does not allow to be lost the reward of those who do good," end quote. So this is obviously very, very specific to patience, because we obviously know, if you know the story of Yusuf Ali Wasalam, you will know that he was definitely one of the most patient prophets. All the prophets were patient, but his story was very, very significant in terms of patience, because obviously, number one, he was thrown into the well. He had to stay very patient there. Like, imagine being like a very young child being thrown into a well by yourself in the dark, not knowing when you're going to get out. That takes a lot of patience, endurance, perseverance, refraining, all of the definitions that my sister and I mentioned before. And secondly is also when he was in the jail and he was imprisoned for absolutely no reason. reason, even though he was innocent. So all of these things show that even when you are innocent, you will still go through tests and tribulations, and you just need to keep patient. So I think that this verse of the Quran is a really, really good one to show that we need to keep patient, and also the fact that you will get reward for it. So again, not only are you being tested, that means that again, Allah might be giving you something better, as I already mentioned before, but also at the same time, you're still getting rewarded even for trying. So really, everything is a win-win. Like, you don't think that you're losing out on anything. Like, as long as you keep trying your best, you're not really losing out on anything. So that would be the Quranic verse that I wanted to share.
That's absolutely amazing verse, and this reminds us of for all of us to actually also go through the stories of the prophets as well, because those have so many golden advices and tips and tricks on how to live a happy, healthy life on this earth, and also how to achieve the next life. But the Quranic verse that I really, really love as my favorite, it does not come really under, you know, the patience category and everything, but this is generally the one that I always remind myself when I'm feeling really down, low, sad, or very impatient to get something, and that is, I quote, "Indeed, what is to come will be better for you than what has gone by." And this is mentioned is in the Surah Ad-Duha, which is chapter 93, verse number 4, which is basically my favorite one. It's basically everywhere in my WhatsApp status. And I really, really love this, because this kind of shows to me that whenever I'm going through something really bad, I remind myself that, you know what, Allah has better plans for me. And that might not be something that I really want at the end. It might be something better than that. It might not be that. Or it might be something that has been planned for me in the hereafter, that I will be like, oh my God, this is for that thing that I really wanted in the dunya. Actually, I got it now. Like, oh my God, that's so cool. So there can be many interpretations, you know, how you can take this. But I believe that if you are really wanting something wholeheartedly, and you know in your God that Allah is going to give it to you, He will give it to you, because you have that unconditional faith in Him. But if you're doubtful about Him and you start complaining, why, and you are questioning His plans, you know, sometimes some things happens to you and you're like, wait, why did this happen to me? Like, does it make sense? I tried my best. I gave my best. I gave 110% into this. Why didn't it still work out? You know what? Maybe 2 years later, you will be like, oh yeah, that's the reason why it didn't work out. Like, imagine if that thing actually got good in that, but then 2 years later, I was like, nah, actually, that would have been a bad choice. Allah has planned something really good for me. So you can never know what is Allah's plan. But obviously, you can change Allah's plan if you pray your daily prayers, you make your du'as, you live a life which is sin-free as much as possible, and you try to be your best every single day. And you can change Allah's plan by doing good things in your life and good deeds as well. So that will be the Quranic verse that I want to share with you all. But now, my sister will be moving on to the last segment of this podcast episode, which is all about how to practice patience the best way as possible. I know, we are both human beings as well, how hard patience is to practice patience, but these will be some of the tips that I want to share with you all, guys.
Definitely. I think that especially if you're a person who is like, you know, who really is very committed to your goals, which isn't a bad thing, obviously, but sometimes it's not necessarily being a perfectionist, but if you're just a person who's really committed to your goals, you want to have that essentially conventional journey to get to somewhere. Like, it's like, for example, if you're applying for, let's say, a specific degree, then, you know, you might want to, for example, get to that degree in the fastest way possible. Or if, like, let's say you're trying to get your dream job, then, you know, you want to get that the fastest way possible, you want to get it the shortest way possible, but then you obviously might get rejected and things like that, and you might be seeing other people's success stories. So, you know, you can feel very discouraged, you can feel like, oh, this person had it the conventional way, that doesn't make any sense, how comes I can't have it the conventional way? So that is why my first tip for me would be, in terms of sabr, is to stop comparing yourself to others. I think that no one really talks about that, but I think that is so important, because when you are basically becoming impatient, I think to some extent sometimes it can be because you see other people's success stories and their own journeys, and you don't obviously know everything that's going on in their life, but you keep saying that oh, like, you know, why, how comes they had it the faster way, when in reality you don't even know if they had it the faster way. It's like, for example, if you see someone who is, let's say, I don't know, who wins all the races in your athletes competition, and you might be thinking that, oh, how comes they can win all the races, like, it doesn't make sense. I, like, you might also be exercising the same amount, you might also be having a balanced diet like them, but yet they always win all the races. And the reason why they might be winning all the races, but you might not know that in the back they might have a lot of support, or they might actually have had training since they were 5 years old, whilst you only started when you were 15. So, you know, you can't really compare your journey with anyone at any time in your life. You can never ever compare yourself to others. And the second tip that I would give in order to practice sabr is to also remind yourself that Allah is there, and that He has already planned everything for you. So if, like, let's say you are keep getting rejected, you need to stop blaming yourself and thinking that it's only you who's creating all the rejections, because in the end of the day, it is Allah who already planned it from before. And as my sister said, you can change Allah's plan, but obviously, again, even if you want to change Allah's plan, it is still Allah's control in the end of the day. So really, the ultimate power is of Allah, but obviously you keep trying your best. That's the main thing. You have to keep trying your best, and knowing that Allah wants to give to His slaves. Why, if a slave is worshipping, if a slave is doing the best that they can, why wouldn't Allah give what they want, right? And also, you need to remember that you have the pixel and Allah has the picture. So again, He might not be giving you something because it's not good for you. So you need to, I know it's like very basic things, but you need to seriously keep reminding yourself all of these things, because they're absolutely true, they're absolutely real, and it is what will keep you pushing in the right path. And the third tip that I would give is to make sure you try to keep seeking knowledge. Now, this is again a very important one, because I was reading more articles about sabr before making this podcast. And it was about how, like, you know, sabr doesn't mean that now you're going to go and sit silently in a corner and cry and give up. That's not sabr. It doesn't mean that now you're just not going to be like, oh yeah, I'm going to rely on Allah but not try. It's like saying that, oh, I want to get into, I don't know, engineering school, but I'm just gonna sit there and wait for Allah to make it happen. No, that's not sabr. Sabr is still trying, you know. So if, for example, you keep getting rejected, you need to find out the reason why you keep getting rejected. You need to try to seek knowledge. If you're having an illness, try to find all the illnesses, like my sister said. If you have let's say cancer, things like that, God forbid, then obviously you need to go and find yourself the treatments possible. You need to keep researching, and knowledge is power, and knowledge is something that Allah always advises us to have, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam always advises to have. And very quickly, the last tip that I have is to make sure that you gain support from others as well, and Allah. So you need to keep gaining support from others, because when you're having sabr, when you're in your own journey, I know that you shouldn't compare yourself to others, but you can get help from others. That is a very, very good thing, because when you are going through a trial, you feel like you're completely alone, and that's not true. You do have people around you who do love you unconditionally. We all have people in our lives that unconditionally love us. So you need to go to those people. You need to basically talk to them and seek support from them, because we all have people who love us. And of course, Allah also loves us, so keep making dua to Him.
That was some good tips, and those are really, really good, and I hope all of you have wrote them down. But I will be very quick with my tips, and the first thing that I would say, definitely, if you're going through something which is very difficult for you, is to surrender yourself to Allah's will and have unconditional faith in Him. And that means, you know, even if something bad happens to you, you're not straight away saying to Allah, why did this happen to me? I know that can be a very instinctive, like something that you do naturally to yourself and say that, why is this happening to me? But in that moment, that's when your iman is really tested, you know, for you to see that, you know what, is my servant going to be really complaining about this straight away, or are they going to be, you know, patient about it and saying that, okay, this happened to me, it doesn't feel great, but it's Allah's plan. You know, you can't be like that as well. Like, no matter what happens, I know it's very easy to say in this moment when we are both like really happy, healthy and wise, mashallah, but when we are sad, it's very, very hard for us to say that. But it's something that we should practice, actually, which is a surrender into Allah's will and His He knows the best, basically. And the second thing that I would say is to sometimes you have to also think about, why is this happening in a way that is a purposeful way, which means that, you know what, okay, I didn't get this thing. Let's say if you want to get an A star for something, you know what, I didn't get A star for this, but maybe Allah has a better plan for me, and I really need to know that I might not get it now, but I might get it later. You need to have this faith in you that something better is always coming. As I mentioned in my Quranic verse before, that something is always, always, always coming better. And it's not something that you might be expecting as a result. Or maybe, like, let's say you will get an A star maybe next time, but it might be something even better than that. And we don't know what it is. So you need to be really purposeful in how you approach these kind of difficult situations in your life, where practicing patience is very, very important. And the last tip that I would definitely give is to ponder, because something might be really, you might think is really good for you, but it's actually bad for you. And Allah knows what is actually good for you and bad for you. So if you might be really, really wanting something and it doesn't happen to you once, twice, three, four, five times, and you keep trying for it, there's a time when you will need to give up on it, and you might have to start doing something else. Or you might have to, you know, keep doing your good deeds and everything, and Allah will see that you're trying your best, and He will grant you that maybe 1 year after this, or maybe 3 years after this, or 5 years after this. Especially this relates to, for example, our married couples who are actually wanting to have a child, for example, and they might want to really have a child, but it's not happening right now. So you might be doing all your tahajjuds, your prayers, your nafil prayers, your good deeds and everything. You will eventually see that with your patience, you will have a child, inshallah.
Inshallah, definitely. And as we said, that if you are still stuck in that decision that should you keep carrying on or should you like do something, you can also pray the istikhara prayer. It's optional, but if you want to, you can go and pray that as well. But that was our podcast episode on sabr. Alhamdulillah, we have come to the end of our wonderful podcast episode today. We really hope that inshallah you've learned something new. Also, if you did not know, we upload every Friday on Islamically Independent series here on ABC Islam. If you're excited, please subscribe or follow us on podcast platforms such as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Most platforms are free and you don't even need to log on. And as always, please keep us in your du'as, and we will keep you guys in our du'as as well. And also, please make sure to definitely, you know, keep supporting us, as we've already mentioned, by reviewing, by leaving those 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts. We really do need that support, because we get a lot of views, alhamdulillah, but we want to also see those 5-star reviews and more comments and more engagement. So do try to do that as well. But jazakallah khair for listening, as always. May Allah bless us all, and we will inshallah see you next time. Assalamu alaikum.